Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For another hour of the Good Day program. How do you do? It's Monday, the 28th of August. So, a week from today is Labor Day.
Hunga bunga.
Good gravy.
So, we may discuss that a little bit during this hour of the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen with the James Collins at Controls in our studio in Dallas, where it's gotten cooler or not, James? What's the
temperature? Very slightly. Only very slightly. We're slightly coming down.
Slightly. I have to go to Minneapolis today for an overnight, and my sister is there, and she tells me the temperature got up to 113 at one point, which seems hard to even imagine because it's sort of the upper Midwest. And when you think of the upper Midwest, you certainly don't think of temperatures. When we're down in Texas, where James is,
that's the average.
Yeah. All right. Hoo-ha. All right. So a week from today is Labor Day. How about that? Everybody ready to travel? Are we taking the last week? This is a very popular week to take off, except that's changed somewhat since schools have started in various places in the country.
Used to be.
Have been going to school for weeks already. A
couple of weeks, yeah. Right. What is the reason? Still, people take the weekend off because long weekend, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I still haven't gotten a clear picture as to why school is starting earlier. Not that it shouldn't. I think we should be using our school buildings around the entire year. I don't think there should be summer vacations per se. There ought to be.
Well, there are a lot of schools that do year-round, and they take, I believe it's two-week breaks here and there, but they're on the year-round schedule.
Right. So it's the last hurrah of summer this week. Maybe that's the point. And so we've got this hot weather that's marked the summer in some places, the rain that's marked the summer where I have been, sometimes the tornadic. I think they had that sort of a warning in, they've got that hurricane in Florida, it's the little one, but it still is something that will grab a lot of headlines. Oh, look at this, more of this. It's so silly how things have been exaggerated in the sense that there are, and even if you have that exaggeration, what's the point of scaring everybody unless you're trying to get them? Is fear-based thinking a way to get people to act?
Well, is that kind of preparedness more than anything?
Yeah, but that's not preparedness.
What was the one? Katrina. Where Katrina was not a big hurricane by any means, but what happened was the levees broke. And people forget a lot of times about the storm surges and how dangerous the stuff around a hurricane rather than just the hurricane itself is.
Yeah, and do you know that the Army Corps of Engineers built the same levees back again? They didn't change them. They didn't make them stronger. They didn't make them better. They didn't make them bigger. They built the exact same thing. So the next time there's a hurricane like Katrina, it'll do exactly the same thing.
What's the theory behind that?
I don't know. What's the theory behind, I'm involved in this development here in my hometown of Framingham, and we have several different we're doing accommodations, shall we say, to the local flora and fauna and the local wildlife population. So we put in a 14-inch little culvert so that the small animals could go underneath. And because it involved both sides of quasi-wetland, do you believe this? I was astonished when the engineer said to me, well, we can't get approval yet until the Army Corps of Engineers looks at the flow of the water from one side of the road to another, which amounts to about a drip, 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 drip. And I said to myself, I can remember feeling the expression on my face. I said, what? The Army Corps of Engineers has to review our plans for a culvert for wildlife to go across? What in the name of God is that about? As somehow some federal regulation was passed Desmond, maybe those of you who are developers gotten involved in this, you've known this. I never knew it before in my life, and I don't even understand it now. What the heck do they have to be involved in a development with a culvert for wildlife? How is that something appropriate for the Army Corps of Engineers? And then I sort of joked, laughed to myself when I thought, well, look at what they did down in New Orleans. Of what value are they? Anyway, I just find it, oy, man. Okay, so did I say these are some of the things we're going to talk about? And then I got stuck talking about Labor Day and the traffic. We all know all this stuff. It's going to be heavy traffic this weekend. Yeah. So what is it? Okay, solution time, right? If you have a problem, Uncle Dougie and Jay have solutions. So if you're going to be traveling probably, what, Thursday afternoon and Friday, and then you have the long weekend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, here's what you do to avoid heavy traffic. You get up early in the morning, and you get out, or you stay up late and travel at night.
Well, and look at your route so that you can time it out that you're missing, if you have to drive through any major cities, you are missing rush hours.
Rush hour, yeah. Right, exactly. I think probably, at least around here, maybe where you are as well, I think out in Cleveland where you are, it'd be the same, Jay. Heaviest traffic would be on Thursday and into the early evening hours, right? So they have Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, I believe whenever there's a Monday day off, Friday is usually half day of school.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, around here, I don't know about that. I've been involved in the school system for a while. But you have the major highways, as you're suggesting, all the interstates, in and out of the airports, and in and out of the beaches. So, anyway, that's it. You want to get out in the morning early, and you want to drive back at night. Now, who's going to do that? It's too early. I don't want to get out there. So you'll sit on your butt in traffic. We have a couple of snarling points here where the Mass Pike meets Interstate 84.
Mm-hmm.
Always a bottleneck. And same with 495. And you have them, I'm sure. What do you have there? 80 and 90. Those are both the bottleneck places in and out of the city.
Yeah, there's some areas. Right? But I guess I never understood what's the problem with sitting in traffic, because that's still part of the vacation. It's still part of the family vacation and the togetherness time. It doesn't have to be this treacherous, like, oh, we're sitting in traffic and we're all just miserable. You can still get quality time and play games and make it fun.
Except the driver can't do that.
Yeah, right? You can.
The driver.
I have done many a 12-hour drives for things, uh-huh. And we got stuck in traffic, and there's still a lot of things you can do.
All right, so here are, just to put things into perspective, this is where the AAA says the busiest cities for Labor Day travel are, you ready? Seattle, Orlando, Anchorage, New York, and Las Vegas.
Wow. I would never have guessed Anchorage.
No, I wouldn't have either, but the strong demand at this time of year for Alaskan cruises that leave out of Seattle, and then they go up to Alaska and yada, yada. So I find that to be very interesting. When is
the best time of year for tourists to see Northern Lights in Alaska? Is it now?
It's now, or a little earlier. I think it was earlier this summer.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly. Yeah, right. And then there's the Florida. At this time of year, still central Florida, along the coast, go over to the space coast from Orlando, you go over to Melbourne and those areas where we're heard down to Vero Beach and into Palm Beach County. Those are all crazy. Fort Lauderdale is nuts this weekend's like this. Miami is also the demand for travel assistance in Tampa. And some people take long weekends, get on a plane and go to Vancouver, or they go to London, or they go to Dublin, even to Paris. How about that for a long weekend? I've done that, and it's fun, actually. I at the drop of a hat, I'll jump onto a plane. And if you're not encumbered by having to bring a lot of people with you, you're probably all set. So I think that's the overview to keep in mind for this week. Not many people. It's interesting how Hawaii tourism has pretty much almost died dead. And there continues to be headlines like the evacuation order. There was a brush fire on a Maui beach, which is near where the blaze, the deadly blaze took place. Burned about 10 acres over the weekend. And so the fire prompted authorities there to evacuate residents from that neighborhood. The emergency management people there posted the evacuation. I don't know what they used. I didn't get from looking at various bits and pieces of information, I didn't get whether they used those, the early warning signals. The guy, he got fired, but he said he resigned. Then he made the decision not to use the early warning system, the evacuees.
Yeah, he thought that people would think it was a tsunami coming because that's typically what they're used for. But I think as soon as you go outside and you see what's happening, you are alerted that.
You know what it is? It's the culture of people who work in the public sector all too often who either play it safe, who are not good decision makers to begin with, who are not battle tested. There's whatever it is that attracts people to public service jobs like that. It's amazing. And it seems to happen everywhere. You know, they're just where they get lazy or they just don't have that much common sense or whatever. The good thing about what was going on in Maui is the breezes were only 3 to 8 miles an hour for the beach there over the weekend. So anyway, this stuff, it takes your breath away, all of these things that are going on. So I mentioned Las Vegas, that being a busy place this weekend. You can go there, get a couple of nights free right away. Call 800-419-DOUG. Do it now. Be one of the first 10 callers. This is a fun time. It's a time to indulge. Maybe you'll hit the jackpot, right? Maybe you'll have the best meal of your life. Maybe you'll see the best show of your life. So the room is waiting for you. This is a very easy thing for you to grab a hold of. Keep this number handy by or call it now while you're thinking about it. 800-419-DOUG, which translates for these two free nights in Las Vegas to 800-419-3684.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Over the weekend, a lot of people were saddened, including yours truly, with the news, the passing of Bob Barker, who'd been the host of The Price is Right for, 35, 40 years, a mainstay for daytime television, and a well-known, not only well-known for The Price is Right, but before that, he did a show called Truth or Consequences, which I'm surprised somebody hasn't revived. Anyway, he retired about 10, maybe 15 years ago. He did this until he was in his 80s, though I remember that, 85, I think. The Price is Right was his long time, the hanging of the hat there, but he's very involved in animal rights. So we have a tribute to him and a little more information about the life and times of one Bob Barker coming right up here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Game show legend, Bob Barker.
Excited as all get out about Truth or Consequences, brand new Master of Ceremonies, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Barker.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I've just been out in the audience looking for contestants.
His incredible run on network TV started in 1956 with Truth or Consequences, which he was still hosting when he took on 1972's revival.
And now here's the star of the new Price is Right, Bob!
Of The Price is Right, that would be his legacy.
That actual retail price is $250.
For the next 35 years, he was a constant presence on daytime TV.
Well, folks, that winds up our 98th Rose Parade. Happy New Year.
While also serving as MC of the annual Rose Parade, Miss USA, and Miss Universe pageants for two decades.
I have always loved animals, and I have contributed financially to animal-oriented organizations.
A lifelong animal rights activist left the pageants over their use of
fur, stop dyeing his hair to bring attention to animal testing, and ended each Price is Right with his familiar goodbye.
Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
His easygoing charm made him the perfect host, endearing him to contestants and fans the world over.
I've never been a cowboy or a doctor on television. I've been Bob Barker, and they just feel as if I'm the guy next door. They'll say, hey, Bob, come on down. Got a refrigerator with you, Bob? And I love it. It just means that they watch me.
We remember TV icon Bob Barker.
Wow, that brings back some memories. I'd forgotten he did the parades. I do remember when he stopped dyeing his hair.
Oh, he got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
It was at the
yeah.
mid to late 80s, and he came out, and the crowd went wild for him. Yeah. I love that he was asked to host the Daytime Emmys in, what was it, I believe, 97, 96, 97. He turned it down because he felt like game shows got snubbed. It's something that people love during daytime television. It's a staple.
Yep,
and yet there was no category. And then 2 years later, they gave him, they honored him with this big Lifetime Achievement Award, and he still signed off with his acceptance speech with the whole have your pets spayed and neutered.
Yeah. So there was just something about him that was warm and loving. He and Betty White were great, great friends. And I remember reading about how sad he was when Betty White died. They certainly the television stuff they had in common, but also their animal rights activities. So Bob Barker passes away at the age of 99.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We all know what the economy's like, and we all want to save money, but can you save money on your pets as well? If you listen carefully, you can. First of all, exercise your pet and don't feed them too much. Health and exercise can go a long way in keeping your pets healthy. It's also a good idea to choose a veterinarian before you need one. Get recommendations from people in the neighborhood. Shop around. Prices can vary greatly from one animal hospital to the next. Having your pet spayed or neutered is not only ethically the right thing to do, but can save money in the future because spayed and neutered pets are less risk from many different types of cancer. And don't be afraid to ask the vet for discounts. Some veterinarians offer multiple pet discounts as well as discounts for senior citizens. Many of the pet food you buy at the supermarket be just as good as some of the really expensive ones, so check with your vet on that as well. And ask your vet for a prescription for medications versus buying the medication from the vet. Sometimes generic prescriptions that you can get at the local pharmacy will save you a lot of money. Think about it. If you follow this advice, you'll save money, your pet will be happy, and so will your pocketbook. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the Jacksonville shooting that left three black people dead as a potential hate crime. In a White House statement, Biden said, "As the nation searches for answers, we must say clearly and forcefully that white supremacy has no place in America." An attorney for former President Trump says he doesn't need any pretrial prepping. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Haba reiterated that Trump has done nothing wrong, despite four indictments totaling 91 counts. A tropical storm is expected to intensify into a hurricane and make landfall north of Tampa this week. The storm is expected to bring several inches of rain along Florida's west coast. Gran Turismo is taking a modest victory lap after barely crossing the finish line ahead of Barbie in the weekend's box office race. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day, dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Now 34 at the hour, shoving and shouting and moving and grooving into Monday on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The situation, a couple of things from Florida I want to get to. First, though, because I'm going to Minnesota, and because I've always liked Senator Klobuchar, who is somebody who ran for president. Remember, Jay, 4 years ago, she, I think, acquitted herself well. Matter of fact, I wish she were running for president this time around. I thought she was good. She's moderate. She is pretty understanding. She's done a good job. People in Minnesota love her. And so she's been in the news the last week or so because she's one of the co-sponsors of the AM for Every Vehicle Act. And so she's been voicing her support for radio in newspaper and television and radio interviews. And so that's she's influential. The reason that's why I bring it up, but we think
admired, respected.
Yeah, and so you know we've been talking about this off and on for pretty much the whole year, and yet we lose. What happens in the so-called news cycle is that things come and go as hot buttons. Now the real news in, for example, Hawaii, is that this whole rebuild is. When people are talking about how to do it and when to do it and the way to do it, you know, that sort of thing, and it hasn't gotten the attention. You heard me talking the last half hour about the fact that the fire that started over the weekend was quickly contained and the way it was handled and that sort of stuff. I expect they have fires like that a lot, but they now will get a lot of attention because of what happened. And so, yeah, you just think about the fact, though, that we've put that out of our mind pretty much. What is going to be the nuts and bolts of moving forward? And how, especially if people don't really understand that there are a number of islands in the Hawaiian chain and that there are other islands that weren't impacted by this at all. And yet tourism is off, numbers of people.
Even parts of Maui you should still be able to go to.
Yeah, but just that part down there, and that's the west side of the island, that's the only part that you wouldn't be able to go to. The rest of it is all as normal, as usual. All right, so let's, the situation in Florida, a couple of things from down there. DeSantis has declared a state of emergency because there are 33 counties on the Gulf side that will be affected by this tropical system that's banging its way into and around the Mexican side, the Yucatan Peninsula. Remember this last weekend, it wasn't the Yucatan Peninsula, it was the other side of the Baja Peninsula, but it seems Mother Nature's after peninsulas this year. It's Tropical Depression 10, strengthening a lot. Over the day yesterday, and so today and tomorrow, the Gulf Coast, which is the inside, that's the Tampa side, that's the what they call the Panhandle up there. There's a lot of different towns. It's not as populated as is the East Coast, but certainly Tampa and those areas. And I wonder if it's going to go down as far as Naples and.
Fort Myers, where Hurricane Ian demolished so much.
Right. So anyway, the executive order places the storm or hurricane, whatever it is, making landfall there probably by this time tomorrow. And there's going to be a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and maybe a tornado or two, because that's what happens when there's a hurricane. And hello, it's September almost, and that's when most of August, September, when most of the hurricanes take place. So, remember last year Hurricane Ian and what happened on the southwest coast, as you were saying?
A lot of fires and...
Yeah, 150-mile-an-hour winds, not fun. But again, that's what happens down there at this time of year. And it has been for centuries, if not millennia. That's sort of barrel or half barrel from Corpus Christi, the coast of Texas, and up and around it creates almost a landlock there. And so when the stuff goes in, that's why it's all the way from Corpus Christi and Galveston around to New Orleans and Pascagoula, Mississippi, and then across to Destin, Florida, and around down Tampa and all the way down to Naples, that's the bucket, if you will. Let's see. Storm surge records, 7.67 feet last year. I remember they pretty much shut down Orlando. Orlando's not that far in. Florida's not that wide. You can drive across on the Tamiami Trail, Alligator Alley. You can go from Tampa to Orlando to the Space Coast in 2 hours. Easy. It's not that wide, so that's why once the storm comes across, it'll affect most of that part of Florida. A lot of power outages. Here's another thing that is so damnable this time of year, we have all these storms and through the year, and the government has never, ever, ever made the power companies knuckle under. We wouldn't have had Maui if the power lines were underground. We wouldn't have had the problem. We wouldn't have them anyway, but because it would be too expensive and the stockholders don't want to pay for it because it's cheaper to keep fixing the power lines that are above the ground. And not only that, do you realize if you're close to those power lines, how much stuff they emit radiation-wise? If you have a house that's close to it, I remember once, the reason I knew this is because there was a farmer that I knew who had a large pasture, and there was a huge electrical, you know, the lines, the main lines going across his pastures. And his cows were getting sick and dying right and left. They had cancer. They had all kinds. And nobody put two and two together for 30 or 40 years, figuring out that the cows were getting exposed to the radiation from these wires, from the electric wires, and it was killing them. Never mind. Can you imagine the quality of the milk that the cows gave and who's drinking that? And yet we continue to bluster and fuster with this stuff. I think this should be a law. If I were king of the world, there'd be a law. We'd fix that.
Underground for all.
Yes. All for one and one for all. Anyway, Baton Rouge yesterday hit triple digit for the 30th day in a row. The most 100-degree or greater days in a single year down in that neighborhood. And it's always so doggone humid down there. You folks, I think we have a station in Baton Rouge in that area. So you have our sympathy. I'm sure there's a lot of ice, a lot of people going through a lot of ice. There's a new entity that's interested in the radio program. I've been talking to people about perceptions of what people, and I don't know why I'm off on this at the moment. I just was thinking about Bob Barker and his passing and some of the other people that were sort of from his era. Regis Philbin was somebody who was a contemporary of Bob Barker's. They were friends. Regis went in a different direction, but he was a game show host. That's how he became the announcer Jerry. What the heck was the name of the guy who did that late night show? Now I can't remember his name, but he became prominent when that took place, and then he went on, he did some game shows, and he sort of became a host, and then he did Regis and Kathy Lee. So we've been paid the ultimate.
That was so beloved.
Yeah, well.
It was hard for Kelly Ripa to join, even just from the audience, fan base, because it was always Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yep, and by the way, somebody who's been listening to this program, a very influential fellow, described to your father that we sounded like Regis and Kathy Lee. So I guess he thought I was Kathy Lee and you were Regis.
That's
I'm not sure.
That's so sweet. I'll take it.
Cute. All right. Let's see. Speaking of Florida, this Jacksonville shooter. You see the picture of the Dollar General store everywhere. And this is definitely, I would say, a racist. It's a hate crime. Three people in this. Let's see, they were all black. This guy, Ryan Christopher Palmetter, fired 11 rounds at one woman who was just sitting in her car. Hey, what the hell is the matter with people? This guy should be shot on sight. Dead. He should be dead.
He was, wasn't he?
I thought he was. They captured him. Did they?
There were so many shootings this weekend.
I went
to one of the websites that I look at for news, and out of the top 10 stories in the one side column, 8 of them were shootings.
Jeez, what are we doing to ourselves? The shooter. What the hell is there about some white guy who doesn't like black people? What's his hatred? Why is he a racist? What's happened? Who taught him to be that way? Because he didn't come out of the womb that way. He didn't come out.
Inherent. Mm-hmm.
No. Uh-uh. Disgusting ideology of hate. That's what it is. And this guy had a manifesto. He'd written in his diary what he needed to do. He was going to kill them all. He's a madman. At 21, How do you get that crazy? Unless you were brought up around it. Mental health legislation doesn't seem to be moving. You know, there have been some things that have been passed, supposedly dealing with this stuff, but we are a sick, sick country. If we can't deal with this or have it dealt with or do intelligently this senseless violence, we are going to become a second-rate country because this stuff doesn't go on. It can't go on in a progressive first-world country.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the picture of him going in. There's enough video of him going into this shop. Anyway, he didn't shoot any white people. All he did was shoot black people.
Well, apparently he tried to go to a university, Edward Waters University, historically black university, and he was turned away by campus authorities because he refused to identify himself with an on-campus security officer, and he was turned away. So who knows if that was his original intended location.
And then you have the usual people with the hand-wringing and all the talk. It's all the same all the time. This is a predominantly black neighborhood of Jacksonville, by the way, where the Dollar General store is called Newtown. This kid who came from the next county over, Clay County.
Apparently it was his father who alerted the police. The shooter's father.
Yeah. Well, he was involved. Angry kid beat up his family, apparently. He had a 72-hour mental health examination after that. And so where did he get these guns, these two guns? Where did he get them? The Glock and the AR-15?
He got them legally in June.
So that system is fucked up for sure, because no way this guy should have ever had a gun. Ever, ever, ever had a gun. Disgusting. All right, here we are, 48 after. This is a good day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Morning Mess. Once described, this program is The Morning Mess. Oh, no. How can you say that? That's offensive.
Mess and mayhem and miracles.
All right, so we're at 53 past the hour. Excuse me, on our normal course of action here. This portion of the Good Day program is to go through a number of food, farm, and family items, which you can subsequently find at foodfarmfamily.com. The last one, excuse me, that we had, which you can find at foodfarmfamily.com, was us celebrating National Banana Split Day. Today, not too much to celebrate. Dr. Bernie's Whole Health Products, voluntary recall of all of them, these drops, eye drops. Didn't we have something like this with another kind of eye drop last week? A different kind of,
a few weeks ago, yes, yeah.
Has it been a different, was it the same company or was
this
it
a different eye drop? Mm-hmm.
A different eye drop. So what the heck is wrong with these eye drops? Why adverse events relating Dr. Bernie's products that are supposed to be lubricating your eyes, that's what they do, that's what you use eye drops for, right? Especially if you have contacts. You ever use eye drops?
I used to have to. I tried contacts once upon a time in my life. They just weren't for me.
Is that the only time you'd use them, though? Is it, when I had my eyes operated on, I used them, these organic eye drops, and then there was stuff that had a little yellow solution in them that was supposed to lubricate and help heal the part of your eye that I had replaced. But I didn't have any trouble. As a matter of fact, I found it helpful and not as difficult as I thought it would be. I've never liked putting things in my eye.
Yeah. I recently at the eye doctor, I had to do the thing where they have my eyes dilated and they put the drops in. And
yeah.
They actually said that a lot of times, even if you shut your eye and you squeeze the eye drops in and then you just blink the solution in, you don't have to keep your eyes open and have the thing near you. Yeah, you can just shut your eyes, drop it on the tops of your eyelids, and then just blink a bunch of times and you blink it into your eyes.
Right. Anyway, so you have to be on the lookout. If you have any of these, bring them back to the drugstore and get your money back. And then some. Dr. Bernie's Organic Castor Oil Eye Drops. Dr. Bernie's MSM mist solution. Let's see, MSN drops. Anything, V-E-R-N-E. You got them? Mm-hmm. Bring them back and get your money back. Get some money for your time.
EsriCare is the other one that we discussed recently, too.
Yeah, okay. Food and Drug Administration warning about a possible link between the canine heart condition and grain-free pet products back 4 or 5 years ago. Now there's another pet food investigation and diet-related heart disease that's coming. This is something certainly we ought to talk about with Warren when he's here with us on Wednesday. But the FDA has been tallying dogs and cats with diet-related, what they call DCM. It's when the heart gets larger, it becomes weaker. Like you take those heartworm pills. I think that's part of what this is supposed to address. For golden retrievers, Great Danes are susceptible to this condition that comes from cheap, crappy dog food. In fact, there are 16 different brands of dog food who are associated with this heart disease in dogs and sometimes in cats.
Sometimes it's not just cheap, crappy pet food. It's some people take great care in trying to get these special foods because they think they're healthier for their pets. They're the grain-free ones. They are supposed to not have this, that, and the other stuff in it, but it has more peas and chickpeas and lentils and potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Rice.
And those, in moderation, are one thing, but some of these, when it's just too much, they think it could be too much fiber. They're unsure of exactly why it's happening, but they think those are the key ingredients that are the culprit, the peas, the chickpeas, the lentils, potatoes, and the sweet potatoes. And our fur babies can't tell us when they're not feeling well until they're really not feeling well. Yeah. And a lot of times, once you notice your pet is dealing with something like this, it's oftentimes too late to reverse the damage, they won't survive it, unfortunately. But I guess there are tests that your veterinarian can run ahead of time, even before you know your pet is dealing with anything.
Blood tests, the same as humans do.
Exactly.
They have
those biomarkers that can signal, hey, here's an issue. We need to look further.
And so if the dog is tired or lethargic or has a shortness of breath, doesn't have a good appetite, I took Daisy to get tested out. She had a little leftover Lyme disease, so she's been on a drug for that. She's okay. Now, her activity level has been increased greatly because she was getting a little lethargic. So keep your eye on your best friend. That's the best thing to do. It's the Good Day program with Doug and Jay at 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.